Hey everybody, what's up? It's October 24th, 2017, and you're listening to episode number 4 of Tamar Talks Radio.
Be calm, Tamar's on, Tamar's on, I'm on.
Welcome to Tamar Talks, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host is ready to tell it all, Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, what's up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to me. Can you believe we are already nearing the end of October? Where has the time gone, right? Ooh, it's already November, it feels like, but great weather where I'm at. I hope you guys are enjoying your weather or whatever's going on in your 2017 is fruitful and productive. I know we all have some hard times, some good times, but if God gave us another day, what else can we do, right? We can just try to make it better. Thank you guys for joining my podcast / radio show, Tamar Talks Radio. I hope you're enjoying it. I want to bring you all the latest hot topics. Today, actually, we're going to do some hot topics with my boy Think Deep. We're about to get a little deep for y'all about the music business. What you got for us, Think Deep?
I'm in the building.
The one and only. Y'all better censor your ears because y'all don't know what y'all about to hear, but we about to tell it honestly and real as can be.
The only way to tell it is to keep it real. You know, you already know how to.
Steve, what you got for us today?
Well, you know, I'm ready to just have a real conversation. If you're really you ready to have a real conversation. I got a couple of things that's on my mind. A couple of things I got to get off my chest.
I got one to start with. Now, this, you know, I'm just trying to understand why we get the funding and the revenue to build up other talent, and then we fall short of it, and then we go through some lawsuits. You know, we're not here to gossip or nothing. We just want to bring some awareness to what's really going on. We need, you know, we need our people. When you come into the wealth, we need you to just go ahead on and pay it forward. We won't say no names like Vincent D. Herbert, as Ms. Tamar Braxton calls him.
That's part right there.
Yeah, but today, you know, I found out he is being sued by Sony for $4 million. He received an advance in 2013 from Sony, and he was supposed to find some new talent. And it was part of the deal required payments for payback from Interscope Records. I'm just trying to understand, like, Deep, come on, talk to me now. We get $4 million. You're supposed to find some artists. We didn't find the artists, and now we get sued.
Well, the fact of it is not that they just gave him $4 million. They're suing him for $4 million, actually $3.4 million. But the thing is, they're suing him because of some royalties that should have came back through the layers of how his deal was supposed to be repaid. So it wasn't just that he got $3.4 million. But I want to rewind first and say this. Since when did Vincent Herbert ever discover or find new talent? Because here's the thing. It is the responsibility of the labels to hire people that are in the A&R division to go and find new talent. That's the beginning. Okay, we have all these shortcuts when it comes to the urban music industry. When I talk with these labels or when I work with them for different projects, they don't really have any investment in the AR department for urban music. Some of the other channels, if you will, some of the other genres, their AR development departments are still intact. So I already feel like from a label standpoint, they're already looking for shortcuts and doing things and putting people into positions to do things that they aren't necessarily familiar with doing or they don't specialize in it. Because Herbert is a dope producer. We know he's worked with the best of the best, and that's great, and that's awesome and all of that. But he's never been credited for finding new talent. But just for the conversation where he's at, if you accept the money for a position and for a role, then you step up and do the role. Vincent Herbert, because he has established and has worked with some of the best, he is exposed to talent all the time. You and I both have been exposed to new talents or established talents all the time. And we're like, yo, if we had an opportunity to really do something for you or put you on a platform, we would definitely do that. So I think there's some shared responsibility, first of all, for new talent not being discovered in the urban music industry, but then shame on Vincent and other people that are given opportunities to shed some light or put some people on some platforms that they don't do it. The question is why?
Yeah, I think, you know, once again, y'all, Deep gonna give it to y'all real, and that's what I appreciate for him being on here, because this is our conversation on a monthly. We don't talk all the time, but when we talk, me and Deep go deep, you know.
Absolutely.
His name is Deep for a reason. And you're right. I think for me, the biggest issue is when I found out about it, I was just heartbroken because it's on a bigger scale. You know, wealth is powerful. When there's a difference between being rich and then being wealthy. You know, and when you come into that kind of advance, for all artists, you know, when artists used to get signed, and even now with the 360 deals, right, Deep? You still, yeah. Some artists get a royalty advance. Do not think for once when you're getting on these flights and, you know, these nice cars that are picking you up, that advance is recoupable back to you, meaning when you make X amount of dollars, it has to go back to those who gave you the money first. Before you really see an advance. So I think it was disheartening to know, number one, you got the advance. Number two, where's the artist? And I think the sad part is it reflects the culture. It reflects the sound. It reflects the community. It reflects the influence. It reflects the character. And I think it's like, come on, y'all. Like, come on. Of course, we're going to pray for you. But how many times are we going to pray for mistakes we made deliberately? You know
that
what I mean?
Part, and here's where I'm really, really more disappointed in Vince and people in those particular situations. The urban music industry and just the culture as a whole, which sidebar, I'm sick of everybody doing it for the culture, but there's no advancement. So y'all stop hashtagging and saying that it ain't doing nothing. But anyway, you know, the culture as a whole, we get misrepresented all the time. We have people, and majority of y'all in the business, we have you know, maybe 5% of us making decisions for us in our culture. So when there's an opportunity for you to make an impact in this situation, you know, there's an opportunity for you to find talent that represents the culture in a better light or a different light. Let me do that. I don't want to judge who's out. But in a different light, and you haven't presented anybody, that's when I say shame on you. We can no longer just say, oh, well, they were misrepresenting us wrong, or they don't understand African-American culture. Now, what are we doing? And I think that just, and this is my idea, playing good cop, bad cop, I think that we have gotten so far away from talent being something that we applaud or put on platforms. We've gotten so far away from that as opposed to trying to find things that are a quick pop-off or something that's controversial or something that we think will be a quick trend so we can have a trick come up, that we have lowered the barometer and we've lowered the bar of what we expect talent to look like, sound like, act like, or be in the urban culture. So when you have somebody like Vince who has a great ear for talent, but now we have an opportunity, here's some money to put some new talent on, you're kind of torn between the two. Do I find somebody that meets what today's social norms say we are as a culture, what we say the top artist should be, or do I find somebody with some talent and go ahead and invest in these artists and say, you know, yeah, I know that you're not necessarily what the people are going to get behind, but I believe in you. The sad part is that I don't think he made any choice. I think at this particular point, he didn't introduce anybody to the table, be them exuberantly talented or not. And that's the issue when you do nothing.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm just trying to spread some awareness to all artists, all musicians, anyone who's trying to get into the entertainment business at all. Like, it's time out for time out. We're not on here gossiping. We just telling y'all the things that may not be on CNN. So we're going to end this part of it. I know you got some more things to talk about, but let me give y'all an understanding of what the recoupable expenses look like, okay? Say, for instance, an artist's royalty is calculated, okay? Suppose the recording costs were $300,000. Promotion costs are $200,000. Tour cost is $200,000, and a music video costs maybe $400,000. That comes out to approximately $800,000, right? Suddenly, right. The artist is making $1 million plus, but maybe he's not making $1 million plus. So therefore, he's making maybe $212,500. But don't forget, there's also a manager to be paid, which is usually 20%, as well as a producer and possibly several band members. The artist won't see any royalty money until all those expenses are paid. And I think when it comes to the Vincent Herberts, I love you guys so much, but I just need us just to do better. Like, if we get the money, I don't want you to keep asking questions about, well, who are you and what you do. And can we just do it based off of merit and getting the wealth recycled? Can we just start there, maybe?
Can we actually do it for the culture? I mean, you know, for those these music lovers that are not doing things for the art, then have questions later what's happening to the music. You're what's happening. if now you've found yourself in the position to be on the other side of the table, to be somebody that can make change, somebody that can make some differences, then do it. I don't even know the actual investor, but kudos to the investor that was behind and that is behind Chance the Rapper. Let's just call a spade a spade. Chance the Rapper is doing some great things, but he was able to do those great things, and he is afforded to do those great things because he had financial backing up front. So, yeah, he can give his music away for free. We applaud that, but some people give it away music for free and don't have any financial backing. It's not going to happen like that, you know, and these are the things that when we talk to these people on these platforms, we should be telling them. Beyond the just, oh, yeah, you know, I'm giving my music away for free and it just happened and God is good. Yeah, he is, and that's cool. But there are some other things on the business side that we have to do. And so y'all, like Tamar said, you know, you have to know the business side of the entertainment business because that's what's going to make you successful in this industry, and that's what's also going to put you in a position to have these deals from a Sony to say, hey, we're going to pay you this amount of $1 million to go find us new talent. If you're a producer and I'm an artist and I come and pay you for production, I shouldn't have to chase you down for that production. I've paid you, deliver. Likewise, artists, you get an opportunity to go perform somewhere and a promoter has paid you to come and perform and you show up late or you show up drunk or you show up and you don't know your music. Come on, band members, just all across the board, we have to step up the responsibility and our integrity in business. And it actually kind of segues to one of the other things I wanted to talk about. I'm actually in Atlanta right now. I'm in the middle of touring. And I keep hearing all the time, Atlanta's a new Hollywood. I hate that I keep hearing Atlanta's a new black Hollywood because I don't understand why it has to be two different types. But that's what I'm hearing. You know, it's almost like you put a negative spin on it. Yeah, Atlanta could be Hollywood, but it's the black one. You know, what does that mean? But I keep hearing that, and it's interesting to me because I've been in the industry for a long time, and I did sign my first deal out in New York. Well, that was my second deal. But when I was with that label, our manager at the time was Blue Williams, who's very established in the industry. He was managing Outkast at the time, and they had a song called Hey Y'all. You may have heard of it or not. That was out at the same time.
Yeah.
We frequented Atlanta, and we knew and had an understanding that Atlanta was kind of this portal into being accepted and success in the urban music industry. It was a behind-the-scenes thing as, you know, being in the entertainment industry, but it wasn't something that was put to the foreground. Now I think we see people are starting to see from a commercial level the influence of Atlanta. What's frustrating about that for me is that it's only one side of our talent and skills in our lanes that's being promoted. Atlanta is very, very synonymous now with a lot of the reality TV shows and the stars and the music that's coming out, and that's cool, but it's only representing one side of us. And I frankly know that we are so diverse, I don't get why we can't show the diversity of the urban market and our skill sets and our talent.
I agree. I think I know Troy Carter from Spotify, the global head creator of the services there, said that it would just be great if the artists would actually stay in Atlanta this time. I totally agree that the diversity of who we are, from jazz to opera, let's be real, musical theater.
Yeah.
Once again, though, Deep, let me go back to something you said, and maybe this is the end of how this one Hot Topics episode is going to be, because we're really expounding on some stuff that I'm like, whoa, you're really talking the language. Let's be real. Chance the Rapper had financial backing. I'm going to say this again. Chance the Rapper had financial backing.
Absolutely.
Wealth in our communities. We hear it all everywhere. It's not until we get the moms and the pops, the small businesses, if we don't value the power of investing in not just the trending things and the stocks that they say are hot today, that's where the problem lies. Atlanta, Troy Carter said it best, like you said, if you don't remain in the city, if you don't go to businesses or businesses don't go to artists and see how they can help and advance. I remember someone made a good point. They said, you know, Tamar, why we don't really go and see other performances of other artists locally or when they come into our town? We have those same family members that sing just as good or not better in our family or at our church. That makes you just stop right there.
Yeah.
I understood exactly what they were saying. Basically, what they were saying was, get me out of the house to see something or hear something that I don't hear at church or in my family.
The other side of that, though, Tamar, is you have to go out ready to receive that. It is nothing worse than performing in front of us when we're not megastars, because you want us to kill ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
If we're not on stage and pour gasoline around our body and lit ourselves up and sung the highest note and ripped it back down and put the fire out, then you're not entertained. But then when our counterparts that are not us come in and they say that they're good, we give them the most for the less. And we have to learn to accept our own, how to invest in our own. It even starts, I actually was having a conversation yesterday. It starts from the beginning of the programming. Typically, and it's sad, when we have children, we say, oh, okay, this is an 18-year commitment, and it's not. We have to change the thought of that, change the mindset of that. These children are our investments. These are our future. We have to give them the things that we need. A few tips of building wealth in our own communities. Spend money with each other first before you go out there and spend it somewhere else. We have a big, big, big problem with programming, which is we think things are valid once everybody else says it is. And the moment that we do start our own thing and we get it to a certain place of value, we sell it out. So we don't own these things. We don't keep it inside. And to me, that means we're questioning or we doubt or don't recognize our worth and our true value until somebody else does. And then if you allow somebody else to say that you're valuable, now you've allowed them to put what that value is. So if I don't value you, then that's why I can't come out and see if you actually are doing something different from the girl that's singing at my church. Because the girl that's singing at my church isn't doing full shows at this particular venue. The girl that's singing in my church may not even necessarily be pursuing a career in entertainment. That shouldn't mean that my value was lowered, because that's a true statement across all cultural barriers. There's always somebody else that can do something equally or better than the next person. That does not mean that their skill set should go unnoticed or unsupported. We have to value ourselves. Another thing is we have to start investing in ourselves from the beginning. You have these children, they turn 12 years old. Add them to one of your utility bills. You're paying it on time. Now, if you're one of the people that's not paying your bills, don't mess up your children's credit. But if you are, add them to your utility bill. That way, by the time they get ready to go get utilities on their own, they've already established credit history.
Yeah.
Add them to your credit card that you pay on time every month. Now they've established credit history. They can apply for their own credit when they become entrepreneurs, when they become looking for investments, when they're looking for business loans. They're not starting from a point zero. And those are the things that we have to do to think about wealth within ourselves. Think about investments. You know, when we look at our music videos promote flossing, shining, for stuff that's not even ours. You rent all this equipment, rent with all of these cars and these houses, and perpetuate the idea that is success, and it's not. Success is not making a whole bunch of money so that you can spend on it somewhere to stunt. Success is not standing in the strip club dropping G's by the load. That's not success.
Yeah.
When your brother has no job, you could have employed them. You know, we have to change where we spend our money, how we make our money work for us, and then we have to change what we say is valuable and how we see and value ourselves.
Well, y'all heard it from him.
Supported.
y'all heard it from him. If the least we can do is not only give you guys our view, but we're seeing it firsthand working with whoever we have been blessed to work with and whoever's been blessed to work with us. We've been a blessing as well as they've been a blessing
Absolutely.
To us. And this is the thing that we have come to a conclusion, and we know that the timing is now. And like you said, the investment is more important than ever. And before I let you go, a statistic that I heard from a young lady at a gala that I just went to, she said that statistics are showing by 2050, black wealth will be zero.
Wow.
And that's what made me say, that's it. That is it. We've got to really decipher between wealthy and rich. And one more thing, let me tell you something that I learned. When the hurricane hit in Texas, I saw some Winnebagos and tour buses. And it changed my whole perspective. Like, wait a minute, do I want to start investing in a house? Or would I want to invest in a mobile house that in the event there is a hurricane, I can just pack up my family and go? I was like, my goals have changed. That's all we're doing, y'all. We're giving y'all the idea of changing your perspective, changing your desires, and hopefully, you know, being empowered to change your goals, right, Deep?
Vision is what changes people.
Yeah.
Vision is what changes circumstances. Vision is what makes purposes realized. And so If you can see it, then you can write it. And then once you write it, you'll make it plain. And if you make it plain, then it's something that you can actively pursue. And so what I, you know, my whole goal with these conversations, Tamar, is really just to help change the vision. My name is Deep because at the end of the day, you need to look deeper than a surface level of understanding on everything.
Yeah.
On everything. If we are going to make major change, what's wrong with our community? We don't see things on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
We have to change our vision so that we can change our perspective and then we can change our pursuit.
Yeah. Well, thanks for these hot topics, man. We got more coming up for y'all with Deep. And I really want to appreciate you for allowing us to really get deep with you. And,
Yeah, I appreciate you, Tamar. We need people with vision and stuff. You know, at what point do we say, yeah, we're pursuing our goals and our platforms and our individual things and realize that, hey, this is a collective movement, y'all. If you really look out there, no man is an island. And when you look around, the people that are successful in whatever genre and whatever thing that you do, they're successful because they got with the right people. They connected. They understood the importance of lateral relationships. So I'm so grateful for you to include me with your movement and, you know, to genuinely say I have somebody in the industry that I can call a friend, but also know that our movements aren't selfishly independent, but it's more so for a movement of the people that, yes, benefits us, but benefits our community. And we actually are doing it for the culture. So I got to be honest, the next couple of topics going to get a little raw. Is that a
I'm looking forward to more.
Yeah, but, you know, this is a great introduction, and it's very important. I just hope the people don't get mad, but if you get mad, you know, it'll be all right. Y'all remember, nothing has happened since, and everything you do, think deep for real. If y'all trying to find me, you can follow me at Think Deep on any social media platform. My website is thinkdeep.com. Deep is spelled with one E, D-E-P, so Think Deep, T-H-I-N-K-D-E-P. Appreciate you.
All right, you guys, you heard it first from Think Deep. He has worked with Beyonce to Yolanda Adams to Kanye West, you name it. And he's born and raised in my hometown of Houston, Texas, or should I say our hometown. Anyways, I'm your girl, Ashley Tamar, a.k.a. Tamar, now Mrs. Grant. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for listening and tuning in. Stay close to your technology devices and listen every Tuesday as I try to share my views as a woman, a wife, a daughter, and as an indie artist. I can't wait to share more hot topics, edutainment news, careers, love, and more. You can always visit me at www.tamardavis.com or follow me on all social media at the Tamar Davis or Tamar Davis Music on Facebook. And don't forget to use hashtag Tamar Talks. If you call in, you just may be featured on my show and speak directly with me and win some upcoming prizes. It's always the holidays on Tamar Talks Radio because I'm always in the mood to give. Well, not always. Remember, the sky is not the limit. Your mind is. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. All life long.